whole wheat. I actually think whole wheat is not healthy.
It's not. I think you're supposed to do like grains, like the, killer mice. That's why I switched to that.
I love Dave's Killer Bread.
That's what I'm thinking. Killer Mike.
Killer Mike.
Like, who's Killer Mike? Killer Mike, you need to come out with some bread.
I'm like, Dave's Killer Bread has a competitor.
Yeah, it does. That's Killer Mike.
Well, we're back, guys. We're back for another time out. Take a time out with us. This is a moment for us to just, like, chill, hang out, sit, talk with you. And really, as we're doing these, we just want you guys to get to know us better. So what better way to get to know us than us just sitting, talking, and actually we're going to interview each other today, ask, you know, some questions or whatever, because we're always interviewing other people and allowing people to tell their stories, but we want you guys to get to know us as we get to know you, because you guys always, you know, have things to say in the comments, and we're, you know, getting to know our community, so we love that, but we want to share the love on our side too and do our part, so we are going to interview each other. I'm really excited. I know a lot about Blair because I feel like even though we've known each other for just a year, I just feel like I've known her forever. But then I also realized because we've just known each other for a year, I don't know everything about
her. That's how I feel about you. Like when I found out you ice skated and like there's something else random that you said. Like you have a lot of like random stuff.
I do.
That's when I realized I don't know you like that. I'm like, how, like.
Do you ever have moments where, and it might be just me because I like watch too much TV, but I'm like, this girl could be like a crazy person. You know, like on the Lifetime movies?
Yeah.
Where like they play the long game and then all of a sudden they just flip and they're
like,
that's
why I was like, you could have kicked me off the hype today. Like, if no one, like we were just chilling. And then it's like, if I kick her off the mountain, then I could do like a really sad video on the internet and I could go viral and then like,
then that
I can bring back Millennial Moms Club as like my main thing. Oh. So like, we're gonna
be it. Man, you found me out.
I did. So luckily we had someone else there and, you know, I was a little busy. So I lived today, but, you know,
Wow.
Oh no, now if something happens to me, they're gonna look at you first.
I know. It's on tape. I'm cutting it out. I'm cutting this part out. But no, seriously. I think it is something to be said where I'm like, man, like, I do feel like I've known you forever.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much of your life that I still don't know. But I also feel like we're fast friends. So,
we figured out a lot.
We figured out fast. It's kind of like when somebody dates and the whole, like, married at first sight or love is blind or whatever, and they find out so much about each other and then they quickly are engaged and married and all the things and they live happily ever after. That's what I feel like for better.
No, it really takes 3 months to really decide.
Yeah.
To get to know someone to really decide, like, then everything's, like, ancillary. And it's, like, nice to find out random things.
Yeah, along, it's, like, little treats along the way. So, yeah, I'm going to start.
Okay.
First question. Now, I'm not going to lie. I wrote down a couple questions, and they're literally, like, the most random, all over, nothing really flows. So, okay. I'm going to just preface that. First one, what's your biggest fear?
Okay, so this is going to sound bad because I'm Christian, but sometimes when I think about dying, I just see, like, black.
Yeah.
And then I freak myself out because I'm like, if I'm dead, I won't even see black.
Yeah,
it kind of, like, blows my mind. And then I think my other fear is, like, when I do get into, like, my Christian bag, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to heaven. And, like, technically, you're not, like, married or with your family.
Yeah.
Like, you're, and that makes me so sad. I don't know if it's a fear or if it's, like, being really sad, like, not going to be reunited with my daughter in heaven. Like, it's not.
Your spirits will know each other. I think.
I thought that, and then I didn't see that, but
I believe
tell myself
so.
That
I
to believe it.
I need to, like, I need to go and do a little deep dive, but it's like you won't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, hey, Blair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, we're not going to pass each other in heaven.
I told Noble she won't see me because we won't have skin, and she looked at me like.
No, I mean, have you seen the movie Coco?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that. Or like...
See a day that looks more like this?
No, but like, they knew each other by like their spirits. Like,
that's what I'm hoping, but then wouldn't that cause like drama in heaven? Like, man, I feel that.
No, because...
I thought I got away from that spirit.
No, because
it's
you're like brand new.
Like, Like, well, then how would I remember something if I'm new?
Wow. I think you go, like... Well...
We're going to look it up.
We're going to look it up because... Wowzers.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, those are my fears.
Okay. All right.
That's the kind of stuff I think about.
Jesus.
I try not to think about. But I've had panic attacks sometimes at night thinking about the whole, like, when you die, it's black, and then realizing it wouldn't even be black. Like, that kind of...
I feel like my fear is dying a painful death.
But then I've thought about that. I'd like, I don't want to die a painful death. I don't want to, like, know I'm dying. But everybody thinks they want to die in their sleep. But could you imagine not getting your to-do list, like, done?
Oh, I don't care about that.
But it's, like, not like that. Like, you just don't wake up. It's like, your day is just gone because you're dead.
But to that point, it's even more of a reason to be like, look, I'm not about to stress about this because I could literally be gone tomorrow.
Yep.
And then what?
And they will replace you and figure
everybody's,
out.
You're going to be replaced.
By everybody.
Everybody's going to figure mm-hmm. out what to do without you. So, like, what am I supposed to do?
Everybody's like, you only got one mom, one wife. I'm like, stepmom.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, you could literally be replaced by.
You could be replaced by anybody. Like, anybody.
Yep.
I feel like I just heard that. Like,
Norma said that on the live.
Yeah, I was like,
and in my head, I was like, wife. I was like,
everything and everybody's replaceable.
Yeah. So live
unfortunately.
Life, the best you can, be kind to people, you know?
But, yeah.
You know.
That's why I don't stress about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if I don't wake up tomorrow, what is going to happen? People are going to say, oh my gosh, she didn't get this done. No, they're going to figure
gonna
out how to live
they're gonna
without me.
They're going to put up a post on Instagram.
Oh, she was...
Man.
You know, man.
People who barely knew me,
like,
man.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe this? I know someone who does.
I'm so sad. Just talked to her the other day.
Never talked to me.
Before. Never talked to me, and then they move on. And they post 5 minutes later about their lives.
Yep, exactly.
That's it.
At King's Dominion.
Yeah. It's literally like...
I'm here for blame.
Pour one out for
her. She only drank water.
So yeah, so that's it. But that's what I'm saying, like, no. But, okay. Moving on. What is your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, so the one I always think about first. Oh, my gosh. So, in college, I went to, like, one of those pleasure parties or what have you, and I think I won, like, a prize. You never been to one where you get, like... It's like a sex toy party.
Okay. I thought that's what you meant, but I was like...
Not like an orgy. Like, it's like a toy party, I guess. So it's like I won like a toy party, and it was like this pink little...
Dildo.
I don't know. Maybe it was a dildo. Vibrator. I don't know if it vibrated or not.
Okay.
But I got it, and I put it like under my bed. So I didn't know what to do. I was like, hey, maybe one day I'll use it. Maybe one day I don't. But like, you know, I'm not going to throw it away. Who knows? And so I forgot it was there. So I move out. I lived in these dorms where we had to bring our own furniture.
Yeah.
So I'm moving out the dorm. It's my mom and the movers. And so we're putting stuff in the car, Like, everybody's taking their trips.
Yeah.
And I get to my room and it's literally sitting on the floor. On the middle of the floor. Just there. And I'm the only one in the room. So I, like, scoop it up real quick and, like, throw it away somewhere. But I was like, I don't know if my mom saw this.
Yeah. Like, anybody could have, like, walked in and been like... You know,
I'm like, who scooped it under the bed? Like, and did they think it was, like, used?
I'm just going to leave this here and let her deal with it.
Yeah. And then the other one is I thought I was sending a picture of, like, my butt to, like, my boyfriend in college.
Yeah.
His name was Jonathan. My mom's name is Jeanette. And I sent it to my mom. Then I sent a follow-up email. Don't open this because there's no, like, unsend in 2000.
Oh, you were sending, wow.
Yeah, it was an email. This was, like,
an email, not even a text.
This was, like, 2003. Yeah.
Oh, you definitely couldn't unsend.
Yeah.
Don't read.
Maybe.
And when you say don't read, of course they open it.
Yeah, she opened it. She replied something like, cute, smart.
What's your favorite pastime?
What's a pastime? Like the thing I did in the past or favorite thing to do?
Yeah, like what's your favorite thing to do to pass?
Read them. Oh, it sounds like what you do in the past time. You know, I like to read and I like to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I did that, and I like to do it in bed.
Fun fact, Blair reads, like, 12 books a day.
One book at least a day.
Maybe one book two, a day is nuts.
If it's good. Sometimes I'll, you know, stretch it out.
I just don't know.
But I think what also helped me, well, I'm a speed reader, but then I, like, over the last year or two, I started listening to audiobooks, too. So now when I cook or if I'm driving and I want to hear something, I'll like listen to the
book. The voices, though, that doesn't bother you?
No, because they have different, actually it enhances the book. It makes it so much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're doing it either like in voices that sound like the characters, or it's just like a soothing voice.
Oh, so the voice changes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not like me reading the, like.
I mean, I've heard one before. It's like,
I gotta
she's just, like, yeah, and the dog chased the cat.
What book were you reading? I mean, maybe the issue was the book.
I was like, do not want to listen to this for more than 5 minutes. But, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Good to know. Let's see. What advice would you give someone who is still trying to bond with their child after birth? I've switched gears.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Because, fun fact, Blair has talked about this on the show, but she said that, like, when she first had her kid, she was like, cool, like, you just put this big old baby on my chest, and that's, and actually, it's disgusting.
Yeah, back on TV, they make it, like, this moment, like, oh!
I was like that. I was like, oh!
Yeah. No, it wasn't like that. It was just like, man, I gotta take care of this thing. It's, like, so, it was, like, just weird. It's, I'm like, this came out of my body.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I see, and then Noble looked like an alien, like, she had, like, this, she was not a cute baby at all. So I'm like, it's, like, just this thing on my baby, my body. So, yeah,
that
I didn't connect.
Good.
Yeah, I didn't mind that. It was just, I don't know, I expected to feel something, and I didn't feel.
So that's what I'm saying. Literally. So how did you, like, get past that?
Time. That's literally it. I didn't try to do anything extra. I didn't try to make myself feel anything that I was supposed to feel. I just told people what I didn't feel instead of trying to pretend. So I think being honest about it helped a lot, even though I'm pretty sure my in-laws and Norman thought I was like going to kill the baby because I had postpartum. You know, people don't know what they
assume, don't know what to,
you associate with that. Like I've said before, like, my only association with, like, postpartum depression, because I didn't know about anxiety, was people killing their kids.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
That's how it's always presented in the news. Mm-hmm. And honestly, again, I did not have those feelings, but now that I understand postpartum depression and anxiety, I actually understand how women get there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not this...
For sure.
Yeah, 100%. Or, like, crazy, like, thing to me. Like, it's sad that it happens, it's terrible that it happens, but I 100% can understand how women get there, especially when they've had multiple kids back to back. Like, I get it. But yeah, I think they thought that, like, since I had no connection, I could possibly hurt. I'm like, I don't want to hurt the baby. I don't even need to be around the baby. I just felt like I couldn't even
quit her. I don't even need to be around
the
baby.
I was like, I felt like I couldn't put her down. I felt like it just was like a lot of, it's when I realized I was selfish, I was like, I don't want, this is no longer a choice. I have to do this. And it was just a lot. So I don't know. I don't know if there's any advice. I guess the advice is, if I'm the first person to tell you and you're feeling this way, it's you're not the only person. I think that's what freaked me out, is I never heard anybody that had the experience that I did. So I felt like something was very wrong with me and that it was never going to happen. I can't say when it exactly happened, but I feel like my daughter was definitely walking. I feel like she was talking. It's like when she got a personality, I think that's
like,
oh,
you're kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm like, I can connect with this. And I've also realized I'm just not a baby person. Like, I'm not the, like, oh, this is their hungry cry, and this is their, you know, I pooped cry. Like, how you guys figure all that stuff out, I have no idea. I'm like, I don't know what this child needs. And then even if I do all the things, it's, like, still an issue.
Yeah.
It's just, I'd rather hear a toddler have a tantrum than have to deal with a crying baby. I know what to do with the toddler.
Yeah.
Like, they can communicate even if it's broken.
Yeah.
Like, English, I can figure it out.
You definitely can. I mean, even just I've seen you interact with your kids, but I've also seen you interact with my kids. You know, of course, when they're not your own, you're like, I'm like, oh. And I'm like, wow, Claire, look at her.
Yeah.
Like, they're just cuddling on the couch.
Oh, I love, like, hugs and kisses and all that. She has the most cuddly kids.
They are very cuddly.
Yeah.
They are physical touch all day long. Like, they want
to
be.
They're like, nice to meet you.
Yes. Yay. Nice to meet you. I love you so much. And I'm going to just be Velcro for the rest of the time that you're here. Yes, that is them. Last one is, what do you hope your kids learn or, like, glean from you the most? Is it glean or glean?
Glean.
Glean. I said it right.
Yes. I just want them to live life knowing how to figure stuff out. I don't want them to have excuses of why they can't do things. of why they can't get things done. I think it's good to have support and help from people,
mm-hmm.
but I've never been a person like, oh man, I've got to wait for someone to figure this out. Like, I'm going to figure it out if I have to. If I want to go see a movie, I'm going to go to the movie and go see it. If I want to go to this restaurant, I'm going to go do it. I never used like not knowing how to do something or someone not being available mm-hmm. as a reason not to do something. Like, if I'm not doing it, it's because I literally don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and that is okay. It's mm-hmm. like what we were saying the other day. I think when you're pretending like you want to do something,
yeah.
like acting helpless, like that's what, like just say you don't want to do it.
Just say you don't want to do it.
And that's
fine. You can't do it.
Yeah. Or, there's just too much Google and YouTube and AI and just like common sense. So it's like
my girl loves AI now.
I love AI.
Sis done.
It helps everything. It's like Google on crack.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I say like my kids don't need to be valedictorians.
Valedictorian.
There's not another B.
Valedictorian.
Not a B. Valedictorian.
Valedictorian?
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to like make the dick so sticky, but it's definitely not valedictorian. You're like victorious.
Valedictorian.
Yeah, so they don't have to be.
Okay, yes, that does sound better.
They don't have to be that. Like, I don't care about that. I need you to know how to think. I need you to be smart. Like,
oh
I need
my
you
gosh.
To, like,
she, the amount of times I've heard you tell your kids that.
Yes.
Think noble.
Yes.
Think.
I'm like, think. I'm like, you having a whole tantrum, what's this solving? Like, think about if you even want to have a tantrum first. And then if you want to have your tantrum, have it. But, like,
yeah.
Think about this. Like, think about how to solve your problem. When she'll come up to me, she's like, I can't have ice cream because it's 8:30. I'm like, I guess you can't. I was like, now you'll never know. Hopefully that answered the question.
That did answer the question. That was good. I hope you guys feel like you know Blair a little bit more because I feel like that was good. I learned, you know, a couple things.
A little something. About black holes.
About black holes, for sure.
And
dildos. Black holes and dildos. That's
and
the title.
Black holes. No, you can't do that. Not the hole before
the dildos. Honestly, the hole before the
actually,
dildos.
Actually, the hole. No, actually, no.
Because yeah.
you Google
that.
I think we'll get banned from... We won't be able to monetize this one.
They're going to kick us out.
Woo! Yeah. So how'd you get your name, Morgan?
How'd I get my name?
Yeah.
My
favorite question in the world.
How did I get my name? My mom named me after Morgan Fairchild.
I thought you were going to say Freeman.
No. Morgan Fairchild.
Man.
Gone with the Wind, right? Is that what she's from?
Let me look her up and I can tell you. But I feel like I was named after Blair from Facts of Life. So you were named after a blonde lady, too.
Yep.
Yes. I don't know if she was on Gone with the Wind, but I feel like she is a soap opera.
Yeah, something like that.
So your mom liked her soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd your sister get her name?
Oh, I have no clue.
You don't care?
No.
That's so weird.
No, because also Alexis is so basic, so...
But that's why I want to know. Like, why did you decide on
like,
Alexis?
Everyone's...
Is one of your names Marie? Is her middle name Marie or Nicole?
Nicole. That's what I'm saying. That's two of the most... Like, during that time, everyone's name was either Alexis... Or Nicole.
So if you're not black
and
you're
name.
Watching this, 95% of black women at a certain time, Nicole or Marie?
Nicole, Marie, Renee. Nicole, Marie, Renee was like.
And Keisha had people in a chokehold. The first name. Keisha
Keisha. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like Alexis around that. Because I feel like Alexis was also like, it sounds classy. For that time frame,
you know where she
like,
probably
oh,
got it
like,
from Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Yeah, you never watched Dynasty.
Uh-uh.
That was like the rich mom's like.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now I have to ask. I want to know. It matters to me.
She's like, it matters to me. I don't care if you don't care. Yeah, I don't know. So
what is another you doing in the multiverse?
Wow. What a question.
You ever think about that? Like, if you didn't decide this, if you did this, like, that there's, like, 100, like, different yous doing all the choose-your-own-adventure type things?
No.
Okay. I watched The Flash. You don't watch The Flash?
No. In a multiverse. I mean, so kind of like Barbie, like, if I was Barbie, and she has, like, a bunch of different jobs?
Like, no, if there's Barbie, like Earth 2, what's Earth 2 version of Morgan doing?
Oh, so like I'm gone, the, like you're incarnated.
Here. No, you're here. There's another Earth and you're on that Earth. Like there's another Morgan on Earth 2. There's another Morgan on Earth 4. There's another Morgan on Earth 5. Mm. You guys are all simultaneously living life. And one of you finished college. One of you
she's a lawyer.
Didn't have the baby.
Okay. Yeah, she's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
Yeah, so I always, when I was a kid, I just knew I was going to be a lawyer. I was going to drive Jack. Mm-hmm. And I
was a Jaguar?
I don't know. I just thought they were cool. And I think my grandfather had one, too. Okay. So then that, like, really sealed the deal for me. Mm-hmm. But I just thought, Jag, a lawyer, I'm going to be that girl. Kind of like a Claire Huxtable, pretty much. And then I realized, I'm like, nah. Like, because then I just decided no, but I think I would be a great lawyer. I can literally argue anyone down. Yeah. And I'm usually right, because I also like, I can see right through people. You cannot tell me anything I probably already don't know.
She's going to look at you like this.
Yeah, like, you can say it all day, yeah. And I'm going to be like, okay. Or I'll just be like, okay, but I already know.
Like, I know. Yeah. I'll let you play, like, yeah. Think you playing me.
Typically, if I ask you a question, I already know the answer. That's another thing. If it's something deep, mm-hmm. I think that's the thing. Like, if it's not, like, normal, regular, like, obvious, like, yeah. I truly don't know if you're hungry or not. Right. But if it's something, like, serious and I'm asking you, mm-hmm. even how are you, I typically already know how you are. I know if you're having good or bad day, mm-hmm. but I just want you to be able to like say it. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, then you got to like do the next thing. I started telling people I'm not okay a lot. Like I'll be like I'm okay, or I'll say I'm okay instead.
And then you'll be like, yeah,
yeah. I'm like I'm good. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, like, that's what I started doing. Yeah, I'm like everybody says they're good,
and they're not
because you're supposed to say you're good.
Yeah, it's yeah. easy.
It's like hello.
Yeah, just hello and goodbye.
Yeah, but yeah. It's just part of that. What question annoys you the most?
What do you do? I hate that question. I hate that question. I think, one, I hate it because there's so much pressure to be or do something. And so my thing is, like, I don't care if I have the best job in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, why does that have to be the first question? Why does that have to define me? Mm-hmm. Like, that does, because I could also have the best job in the world and be the worst person.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So why is that the first question that makes you decide whether you want to pretty much like continue this conversation or not? It shouldn't like be the thing. And I feel like it's kind of like the how's the weather.
Yeah,
that's what people's like go to.
Yes,
but I'm like, it doesn't have to be that. It could be anything else.
But that means you're like a good conversationalist. Like a lot of people just aren't,
and that's fine. But I'm like, also, you don't know where people are in life, so then it makes it awkward. Like, say if I really am between
jobs.
You
should make it weird. I just start telling people I'm unemployed. I got fired this morning. Like, make it really weird. That's what I say.
Yeah, but no, like, truly, like, I'm like, I just feel like there should be something else you ask. And not to mention, it's kind of like, what's the word? Very intrusive, like, to ask a stranger, to me. Because I'm like, I just met you 2 seconds ago. You know, I'm walking down the street.
Wow, I'm not paying your bills. Are you trying to make sure I'm going to, like, pass a credit check? Like,
yeah, because ultimately, it's almost like, how successful are you? And really, how successful are you means, how much money do you make?
Yeah.
That's really all it means, because that's what everybody cares about. And I think when you put it to that perspective, because nobody really thinks like that, it's just a normal thing to ask. But you're literally asking me, it's kind of how people say, when are you going to have another baby? You're asking me, when am I going to have sex again? That's strange.
Yeah.
So those two questions are very annoying.
I saw it in like the DC club days, like you'd meet someone, like you're dancing, like, and it'd be like, what's your name?
Blair.
What do you do? And I'm like, we're like twerking the little tom. What is happening right now? And then I'm like 20. Like what do you expect? Unless you're like an old man in the club, like what job do you
expect?
Not
only that, but it's like when I tell you what I do, say, you know, I just answer phones. What's your follow-up?
Right.
What's your follow-up?
Do they want you to ask what they do?
I'm a dog walker.
Maybe they want you to ask what they do.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, that probably always doesn't work too.
Because no one's asking if they don't already want you to, you know, if they don't want
to
share.
Yeah, to get the question back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I'm never about to ask you if I don't want to tell you that I'm
Yeah, so I don't usually ask back. They probably wait. But you notice even if you don't ask back, sometimes they'll offer.
They still offer. Yeah. Yeah, well, I work up at, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool. Yeah. I don't have nothing else for you. That's great.
So why do you think you are the way you are?
Ooh, definitely my childhood. 100%. I'm the oldest. And the oldest just always gets the most responsibility. The oldest takes the fall for everything. The oldest is the guinea pig, essentially. Because your parents are trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure themselves out. All the things. And so with that being said, I feel like I really, really was forced to figure it out as well. Because a lot like would happen and I'd be like, okay. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm at. And I either have to like run with it or... I think I also never wanted to be... That's something I decided when I was like super young. Was I never wanted to be the one always blaming their issues on their childhood or blaming their issues on like one scenario that happened or whatever. So I'm like, the best way to do that is learn from this, see what you don't want to be or don't want to happen in your life, and like immediately figure out ways that you don't fall in this category. Or
basically think and figure it out.
Yeah, think and figure it out. And I feel like I did that, and... Some stuff, of course, like, I'm still figuring out. Like, I'm not going to say, like, I just, at 12 years old, I decided that I'm going to be this person, and I've always, from that day forward, I was that. No, like, I had an idea in mind that what I wanted to be, and I always was able to go back to that. Mm-hmm. Kind of like your why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like that's where I'm at. And then I really do appreciate my foundation in the church and like my Christianity, because that is what I'm able to like fall back on every single time, and it helps me to just be a clear thinker, like to your point, just think. Because anytime I do want to like fall in that like weird hole of just mess, I just can't.
Yeah,
I just can't. I'm like,
so it's not productive. It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything. And there's just so many things that, like, I've seen in my life in such a short period of time.
You've seen too much.
I've seen too much, baby. I really have. I've just seen so much. And I just, I'm like, I could either throw myself a pity party, or I could, like, figure out how to step on it and... Like,
exactly.
Use it as a ladder, pretty much.
You get your moment. Just don't stay there.
Yes, you're allowed to be there. You just don't have to stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, my last question. Aside from, you know, having your daughter young and being a single mom.
Yeah.
When have you felt most challenged?
Jesus.
Because he would have said that, right?
Oh my gosh. I would have said that. Yes. I would have said that. So, I mean, and also that's the easy answer. Because it's like the most obvious.
Yeah.
But there's the, ooh. You know what I will say? That I actually like just started to, in this season of us just, you know, being and figuring out our lives, and being entrepreneurs and building a brand. One of my most challenging seasons, to be totally honest, was the fact that I knew I wasn't supposed to be in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. I was good at it, but I never, it was like, I would always hit like, not the roadblocks where it's like, this is a test, this is your preparation, all the things. It was a different type of roadblock. It was like, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
And to think that I was real, because I was, before, I guess 2 years ago, I knew that I didn't belong, there, but I didn't think that there was anything else for me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're good at this. You can make a career out of this. Mm-hmm. You can climb the corporate ladder. This is your life.
Yeah.
So to constantly like have that strong feeling of like, no, but you still don't belong here. And because you don't belong here, you're always going to hit a wall. Definitely. And you're always going to be unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. Or just feel like you're not wanted here. Like there were so many feelings I would have at my jobs. Mm-hmm. It was very hard. Like I would like cry on my way to work. Yeah. Because I was like, this sucks. Like this is the end.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because it's light. Like once you get in there, it's like,
yeah,
that's the next 50 years of your life.
Yes. And that's what like, especially when I was with the state,
mm-hmm.
and I was the youngest person, and I'm seeing all the people that I work with.
You see your future.
Yeah. I'm like, this is it for mm-hmm. me. I would get in trouble for the most insane thing. Like I've definitely gotten written up yeah. at every single job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm too much of a like, ah, I can't do
yeah,
that.
Like there, and the thing, that's what would make it hard for me is because the stuff I would get written up about, I was like, this is just, like, it's almost like God is reminding me. Like,
you need to get out of here. Yeah, no matter what you do, you're going to mess up.
You're going to mess up.
Be perceived as messing up because you don't belong here.
Yeah, every single time. So it was very hard because in my...
Because it's not even your personality. You want to do great things. You want to be good. Even if you don't want to be there, you want to produce good work.
Yep. My biggest thing that I've always struggled with, especially since I was young, I mean, I wouldn't say struggle, I used to struggle with, is not being good enough. I always felt like I just wasn't good enough. So to be in that headspace for a career,
yeah,
I'm like,
and then that thought getting validated by all that, that's
yep.
even worse.
Yep. Yeah, so I would say that was the hardest thing.
Yeah, that sounds hard. I want to do this again.
I know. I think we should do this again. If you guys have any questions for us, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Put them down in the comments.
Answer some of the questions yourself.
If you have something that you're like, oh, I want to share mine. That was a good question.
Tell me what you're doing in the multiverse.
Yeah, in the multiverse. Because I was like, am I another Barbie? The way I see it,
I'm Barbie.
But think about it. In Barbie world, there's like so many Barbies. She's a lawyer. She's a doctor. She's a vet.
I can see it. Yeah.
I'm in Barbie's Dreamhouse.
I get it.
Not Flash. I'm Barbie. What Barbie are you? Let us know in the comments.
I'm Wedding Day Midge.
What are you?
Wedding Day Midge.
What is that?
You don't know about Midge? She had, like, right here. That was my favorite Barbie.
Oh. I'm going to look her up. We should go see the movie.
We should.
Yeah, that would be fun. That comes out soon. This is not sponsored. They're not sponsor us.
They can.
Barbie, you're watching this. You know? Like,
Barbie everywhere.
Let us know. Yeah. But, yeah, I am glad that we were able to do this and talk and just, like, share. Because I think it's also cool to... We would do this normally. We just turn the camera on.
Exactly. These are fun questions.
They are.
We got some icebreaker ideas for
Yes, we do. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Please make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share. Comment down below what Barbie you are. We want to know. We want us to talk to you. We want to see what you're doing, what you think. All right. See you later.
See you in the group chat.
Bye.